A great writer joining us in studio is Storyteller, is not your company, Story Engine?
Story Engine.
Story Engine, longtime writer in the Edmonton Journal. And you were kind of you worked for the city of Edmonton. You were on the Make Something Edmonton project, really kind of in the brand awareness for Edmonton.
Yeah, we started, actually the whole thing began in early 2012. All the business leaders, university leaders, folks like you got together and mapped out our economic development plan for the future. And they said the number one problem facing Edmonton at that time was our image and reputation. They were having trouble bringing people to town, keeping them here, and they were having trouble bringing investment, just ideas. And it was a spiritual problem too. They didn't know what to say when people said, why Edmonton? You know, someone make a joke about the city. They just didn't know how to respond. And so rather than do the usual thing, which is you hire an advertising agency, usually from New York or Los Angeles, and you pay them $4 million, and they give you a slogan, and they give you a pretty logo, and you take that new slogan and that pretty logo and you slap it all over town, and usually that doesn't work. 86% of the time, it absolutely fails. 90% of the time, it fails over time. Instead of all that, the mayor at that time and city council, including our current mayor, they said, how about a task force to look at our image and reputation problem? And we had done the research into what makes Edmonton special, and the words, the phrase, make something Edmonton, came out of that, and you were on the committee.
You guys were obviously desperate when they asked me to be on the committee, so that was good. I think it was Chris Labosse who was probably the worst decision he ever made. But I remember sitting in those meetings, and it was great. I learned a lot. There was a lot of different brainstorming people from different walks of life and different businesses, and I know that, you know, it's evolved over time, and I think now the EDC is taking it over, and it's going to become like an official department, and they're going to hire 6 employees, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It's going to be an agency to help create ambassadors and take this story that we've learned that makes Edmonton special and spread it around. We've been very patient about it, and folks like you, City Council, everyone has been patient. Usually, you just start advertising, but instead, based on what we learned, we knew that Edmontonians would want this to be a community-building project. They built the brand themselves, just the way they'd built everything else they're most moved by and most proud of in the city. And that's what really our research led to, is there is something that makes Edmonton special. And it's in that taking an idea to reality, usually as a group. And there are lots of reasons for it that I can tell you about if you like.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. The one main one, the reason I'm having you on, of course, you know, in Edmonton, City of Champions, there is a sports connection to it. To me, if whatever the reason why it came about in 1987, if it was just because of sports, if it was just because of the tornado, to me, that's kind of insignificant for my own personal opinion on it. To me, I looked at it as it evolves, you know, City of Champions, there are a lot of champions. You can interpret a sign any way you want. And I know it's being taken down. I didn't agree with it, and I know you and I had the conversation about it, and I really appreciate you coming on, because your explanation was much more, I was like, okay, I can kind of understand that compared, because when I read from city councilors and Michael Oshry, who we did invite on the show, but unfortunately couldn't make it, you know, when I read things like, well, doctors won't come here because of the sign, I was like, there's no chance you can tell me a doctor's not coming to Edmonton because it says City of Champions. So what was the main reason why you guys decided that the benefit of taking the signs down?
Well, first of all, slogans don't work. They are something kind of a relic from the 1950s, and most cities still have them. Unfortunately, they still pay a lot for them. In our research, they've never done what they need to do, which is change your image and change your reputation and get people making decisions differently about that, about your city. That was number one. Number two, when we looked at it, we were the 8th City of Champions. Many places were the City of Champions before we were. Boston and Philadelphia was City of Champions, San Francisco, Montreal, Brockton, all these places were the City of Champions before we were. In the 1980s, when we were doing so well in sports at that time, people just started calling us the City of Champions. And that's perfectly fine. And we adopted it and put it on the signs. But in our research, when you actually talk to people about what they're most moved by in the city, what makes them proud of the city, that phrase never came up. And when it did, it was usually in almost an era of self-deprecation. They were not embarrassed by City of Champions, but they felt it's the wrong word. Champion itself, it's kind of boastful. And one thing we did learn in all of our research is Edmontonians don't like empty boasting. People in other cities might, but phrases like we're a world-class city, we're the best at this and the best at that, Edmontonians did not want to talk that way. They wanted to talk about how the origins of PCL construction, mm-hmm. Started with a little family here, or those 3 doctors who quit their jobs to start video games, BioWare, or The Running Room, that guy who started really a community building company and happened to sell shoes, John Stanton, one guy. Stantec started with one person. And one story after another, we invented the food bank here, the fringe theater movement, they talked a lot about the Heritage Classic. That was just this moment in Edmonton where people came together against all odds to do this very extraordinary thing. And everyone remembers that as just a very Edmonton moment. They would talk about these Edmonton moments. That's so Edmonton. That's so Edmonton. The way the Citadel Theater started. Our First Nations history where people came here from all over the continent to prosper, to trade for 6,000 years. It all led to something else. And actually, if you just looked at the word, and it's an important thing, the word champion doesn't really fit unless you think of it as a verb. And we just went into this with absolutely open minds, and City of Champions did not fit the story we were hearing about what makes Edmonton special. And so when I say, and I understand why you've taken down the signs, A, maybe it hasn't worked. You know, for 30, 40 years, Edmonton has had this image and reputation problem. And we could have interpreted that phrase any way we liked. We could have done anything with it. And I think we did try, but it just didn't actually work. The way that people think about Edmonton, if you look at the studies outside of this city, is a little bit depressing. Inside, we love the city, but we don't know how to talk about it. And this is a problem that we can solve, and we've invented, actually, a new way to do it with the way that we've done our quote-unquote quote brand process.
Todd Babiak joins me. So what can Edmontonians expect then moving forward? Because there's not going to be a slogan, no. If I'm understanding that right.
They don't work, really. That's one reason. But when you actually look at what makes Edmonton special and how you want to make decisions based on that, you start seeing there are elements that make this city different. We were isolated for a long time, and so that gave us a spirit of invention. We made our own fun. We solved our own problems. That's one thing. This is a really open city. 5 minutes here, and you can be one of us. And that's different from Toronto. It's different from Europe, different from Montreal. So that openness is important. We're a really entrepreneurial, risk-taking city. Everywhere is like that, you might say. But it's weird that we're also a cooperative city. So you and your business, you take an idea to reality, and everyone wants to help you instead of competitors squishing you. So take those four elements together. Edmonton is strange. And all these businesses, all of these arts organizations, all these social ventures, these inventions from this place have all that in common. And for some people, Edmonton sort of people, it answers all the questions they'd want to have. This actually solves all their problems. Edmonton is not for everyone, but if we understand who they are, we can begin marketing to them, bringing them here, bringing investment here, looking at our economic development strategy, looking at, yes, our marketing strategy. And so rather than a single slogan, we're coming out with, and people might have already seen some of them, we're coming out of these statements of encouragement. You know, we want to encourage people to do the most Edmonton thing they can do, which is usually to take a risk in some way. And what makes something Edmonton will do in the future is help them take that risk and market the city.
The one thing that you mentioned, how Edmontonians don't like to be boastful, I think at times, to me, one of the things that frustrates me the most, and I've said this for many years on my show, and from a sports connection, you know, when people, free agents won't come here because of the city and it snows. And I was like, that has nothing to do with it. The franchise is losing. That's the reason they don't want to come. But most Edmontonians, like I, you know, my wife and I, we go to California. We love it there. We stay on the beach a few times. And, you know, you sit there and you get to talk to locals. And I've been there in the summer. I've been there in the winter. I've been there in the fall, different times. And I remember one time we're sitting there talking to a couple on just this little barfront beach. And we got into, where are you from? Yeah, I'm from Edmonton. It was 6:30 at night and the sun's going down. They're like, oh yeah, geez, Edmonton. And they'd never been there, of course. They thought, it's cold. And I said, well, actually, you know what? I'll tell you right now. You know what's better about Edmonton? Look at outside. It's dark now. We get light till 11 o'clock. And they looked at me and they're like, what are you talking about? I said, no, it's like 75, 85 degrees in the summertime and it's light till 11 o'clock. They never heard of it. Like, I think at times we don't know how to promote that. Most Edmontonians, when you go out somewhere and someone rips your city, they don't really have any comebacks. What should Edmontonians tell people what's great about their city? Like, do you find that in your studies that most of them, half of our problem from Edmonton, I believe, comes from within Edmonton, not from outside of Edmonton?
Well, it's really a 99% of the problem. And for us to spend $1 zillion on marketing outside of Edmonton wouldn't make any sense when we have 1.3 million ambassadors right here who've struggled with this. And I didn't know what to say myself either. But what we've learned is the quicker you can get Edmontonians to, for example, the happier they are talking about this city. If they can use examples of Edmontonness, the ones they're most comfortable with, that's when they're happiest talking about Edmonton. When you talk about the weather or our geographical position, you know, that talk about being isolated and the spirit it creates where you have to actually come together as a community. We reinvented community leagues. We looked at Edmonton Public School Board and we reinvented public schools. There are no private schools here for a reason. Give people those examples and they can start talking about the city. In the summertime, as you say, there's so much light. We've invented new ways to do festivals. In the wintertime, when it's dark, we're a lab. People come up with ideas. We launch businesses here like no one else. there are lots of ways to talk about this city that are actually true. And you can imagine the way City of Edmonton can start writing or rewriting laws to make more of it happen. And food trucks is an example. We went from 6 food trucks when the laws said you can't move food trucks around, which made no sense. The laws get changed,
so
and we have 80.
The law in Edmonton, because in Nisku, like, you know, a lot of guys who work, they're like, what are you talking about? We've had food trucks around forever. But in Edmonton, it had to be just stationary.
And that was to protect existing restaurants at some time. And it got in the way of economic activity. But in Edmonton, you change the rules. You go from 6 food trucks to 80. And that is economic development, and it's your brand. That is an Edmonton thing to do. Let people go out there and be that lab. We have people coming out of Nate every day who are great chefs. We have a fantastic, for example, in food or in theater, those are two areas in the city where we're extraordinary. In food, thanks to Nate and thanks to people helping each other when they're in the food industry, we've not only launched national chains from here like Earl's and Boston Pizza and Booster Juice and the rest, but there are so many people experimenting at Edmonton on a plate that Edmonton actually, and those of us who travel know it, Edmonton is a fantastic city. It's a lab for food. Same thing with theater. We can't say it about everything. We're a little city. We have to admit that. But we can pick our winners. We're great at sports in lots of ways. We're great at theater. We're great at food. And we're great at business. And the reasons we're great at all those things are all the same.
Todd Babiak joins us from Story Engine, also a longtime writer in the Edmonton Journal. We were discussing the City of Champions signs and, you know, the whole history of it, kind of the sports factor. And you talk about, because that's really where, you know, a lot of people felt like, okay, the sign came from either the Eskimos and the owners' combination of winning in 87 with the tornado of 87. But the research says Lawrence DeCour only mentioned that once. And I guess, where do you think, like, do they owe it? Because a lot of people are frustrated that they think it came from the reaction of Edmontonians to the tornado victims, which was outstanding, of course. Is there a plan? Will they be honoring them in some fashion?
Well, the Lawrence DeCour story, it's a lovely story. We were already the City of Champions before that. The tricky thing is I've never found, in all of my research through all the different media outlets historically in the city, I've never found proof he even said it. I'm sure he did, and that's great. And why don't we just say he said it? I don't care. The fact is, it is a word, and it has a mythical attachment to us in our city. There's its heritage, and we can still do something with it. And I think when you and I are talking about the word champion, you often, when you talk about it, hopefully, you talk about it as a verb. Someone has championed my idea. Mm-hmm. And one of our thoughts in the report that you and I worked on together was, could we think about in the future, is there an office, for example, at the City of Edmonton for people who have ideas? Maybe they've been thwarted by the bureaucracy or rules or red tape. Maybe there's someone at the city who helps them through the bureaucracy, a champion for their ideas. Could there be something like a champion's office? That gets at the verb a little bit, and it also honors that era in Edmonton's history when we called ourselves the City of Champions.
Maybe the best thing about the report that you guys uncovered was how to change the laws and get through the bureaucracy. Is there now somebody at the City Hall who deals with that specifically for people who want? Because they look and, like, some laws were written in 1950. They just do not work now from business side of things in 2015.
Like parking restrictions, for example, in Old Strathcona, where you're supposed to have 18 parking stalls for a restaurant, which is physically impossible. So yeah, I think one of the things you want to do, what is a brand? It's you at your best. So can you begin to audit yourself to say, do our laws and regulations inspire us to be Edmontonians at our best? And I'm sure, like every organization, there are things that have to change. And they are changing those things. So I think that this brand work we're doing, there already are examples, the Open City Initiative, for example, the City of Edmonton, where the City of Edmonton Corporation is really living this brand. And then over the coming years, this stuff is hard. They'll do more and more of it, of course.
So what is the, how do you feel the sports landscape of Edmontonians? Like, when you look at big events, obviously the FIFA World Cup is coming to Edmonton. Like, Edmonton, compared to a lot of other Canadian cities, has attracted larger events than others. Why is that? And how does Edmonton as a city, do you feel, capitalize on that in the future rather than just saying, hey, we hosted this event, we should host the next one? Like, how do you capitalize on that to grow and get bigger events in the future?
Exactly. It's not the fact that we have hosted events. It's the way we do it. There's a unique way we approach these things here. And this city, and there's lots of reasons for it, when you are isolated for a long time, your sense of community is just unique. It's different. And as you know, when the ITU Triathlon Championship, when San Diego dropped out kind of at the last minute, they made one call to Edmonton because they knew we could pull it off because of the volunteer spirit in the city, because there are so many people that know how to put on these events, and because Edmontonians will rally around it, will get involved, will help build it. And that's why I think so many people would talk about the Heritage Classic. It was a perfect example of that, where there are lots of reasons why that thing should have failed. Weather, logistics, finances, whatever it might be. But we always pull through. We always help. We build it together. When we build something as Edmontonians together, we build it strong. And that's something we saw again and again in all of our work. And there are all kinds of sports examples there.
You know, they had the Red Bull in town, of course, recently crushed, I should call it, I guess. Yeah. The FIFA one. As with your, where do you think it's going to go now then? Because we have a lot of people texting and wondering what happens to the City of Champions signs. Is there going to be a historical thing for it, a museum? Will it be honoring maybe the past? Because I believe from a purely sporting standpoint, no team's ever going to win five championships in a row again in pro sports the way it is now. I'm not even sure a team's going to win 5 in 7 years. Like you had the Eskimos and the Oilers. Do you think the city needs to honor that somewhere in the city?
I think so. And I think one of the groups we've been talking to, you and I shared the brand book with you. There is an actual book that goes through the strategy for the future. And one of the organizations that is really hungrily looking at it is Oilers Entertainment Group. Is there a way to tell the story of the city through the Oilers? Absolutely, yes. Is there a way to tell the story of the city through the Eskimos? Absolutely. Just like there is through Stantec, through the U of A, through McEwen, through all the big companies and small companies in the city. My company, your company. So we can all use this way to talk about Edmonton, absolutely, and make decisions that way. One of the things that we'll see, I hope, in the new Oilers or in the entertainment district is the story of that time, that extraordinary time that, as you say, will never happen again. And I think we can be really clever about that. I think at that time, I was a kid at that time, I think in many ways Wayne Gretzky and that little team was a microcosm. It was Edmonton in a nutshell. They came out of nowhere. No one had heard of them. Maybe they were underdogs, and yet they won it all. And I think we have story after story, humbly, where Edmontonians have done that in all these realms, in sports, in the arts, in business, in social ventures.
You mentioned earlier how Edmontons don't like to be empty boasts.
Empty boasts, yeah.
Does Edmonton need to be a little bit better at saying we're good?
Absolutely. One thing we're trying to equip people with, and it's simple in its basis, but there are some statements that we've put together, and I mentioned one earlier, take a risk. It's the most Edmonton thing you can do. There's another one where if you think about an invitation to Edmonton, someone just like you is building something extraordinary here. After you say something like that, in your own words, you want to get to an example. And the more Edmontonians know about what other Edmontonians have built and how someone just like them can do that very same thing, then it gets a lot easier to talk about the city. We're very happy as Edmontonians to give examples of what Edmontonians have built. And what we want to do with Make Something Edmonton and with the brand strategy is educate all of us, create ambassadors out of all of us, so that it's very easy to talk about the city. When you actually tell a story about Edmonton, a real one, all the tension leaves your shoulders. It's very easy. Speaking in abstracts about City of Champions or the best place to live, work, and play, or River City or Gateway to the North or Festival City, it doesn't really lead you to tell a story. But what we want to do is equip people with a way to get into that. And there's an opportunity for Edmonton. I think, you talked about being in California. I lived in Europe for a year and I lived all over the place. And when people talk about Edmonton or Calgary or Toronto, I mean, this is a Canadian thing that we do. For people who don't live in Canada, Canada is one big blob of boringness. Nothing happens in Canada. They might have a feeling for Montreal or Vancouver because of the Olympics or because of Frenchiness. But really, it's an opportunity for Edmonton to start to define what makes Canada, Canada even, where we haven't really done a good job of that. This fight about who's better, Edmonton or Calgary or Winnipeg or Toronto, this is a fight that Europeans would find hilarious because they don't know anything about us at all. So I think if we are in Edmonton here are careful and creative and imaginative about the way we start building our brand, we can do something that Canadians really have never done.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, Todd Babbitt, because I wonder then in our education, because I wonder how many Edmontonians out there right now knew that the food bank was started in Edmonton. I know I didn't know it.
I didn't know it when I started this either.
And I was kind of embarrassed that I didn't know that. I was like, that's a phenomenal thing that Edmontonians started, and most of us didn't even know we started it. Right. And so like when we go to school, we study all parts of the other countries, but we don't necessarily know enough about our own. Whereas in Europe, I think they're more focused more in school about themselves. They don't know anything. So yeah, sure, we can be more worldly, but sometimes we're more worldly than we are right in our own backyard. And that's got to change.
We need our own mythologies. We need our own stories. And there is a way to be proud of that. If you can talk about the way that the food bank started, that's everything you need to say about Edmonton. You can talk about the way the Fringe Theater Festival started, everything you need to say about Edmonton.
Which is really, and I know some people, if you're not, some of our listeners are diehard sports fans. They're like, well, I don't go to the Fringe. I'm like, but from a festival, it's like world renowned. That is the one thing that, people in the arts community need to know Edmonton for.
If you're going to put on a show, and no matter who you are, you want a lab, you want a great audience, and you want a place affordable to just launch a crazy new idea, the Edmonton Fringe is the best place in the world for that. And we don't talk about it that way. We just want to talk about how this thing launched, this crazy thing that transformed our city and gave us really a symbol, like the early Oilers, that allows us to talk about what makes Edmonton, Edmonton. Then I think we're allowed, as you say, young people here need those stories to tell. And it's what binds us to this place. What will, for those of us who've chosen to be here, break our hearts to leave. And that's our job, is to give people a bit of language and a feeling for Edmonton. A brand is, you close your eyes, you think of Edmonton, that's what you think about. And what we want to do is fill that space with feeling and with stories and with truth, not that empty boasting, the city of, or that we're the best, we're the, world class. That's not the way Edmontonians feel in our research anyway. What they want to do is get very quickly to, if you want to take an idea to reality, this is the city for you.
So for people out there who have ideas, how do they go about that?
Well, obviously there are organization after organization. If you're a business person, there's Startup Edmonton. If you're a sports person, there are multiple places to do it. Make something edmonton.ca as a way to start exploring this. If you want to, what we started with is go do what you've always done at your best. And so rather than tell people, Edmontonians, who they were, we just said, show us. And projects like lighting up the bridge and all the pianos in Churchill Square, mm-hmm. all the gardens, 809 projects that people have launched in our city, give us all a way to get involved. It's not just saying it or reading it. Go out and do it. If there's something that bothers you, go do it and make something Edmonton. This agency will help you. Right now, we just closed off a grant program, a micro grant program of $1,500. That's not going to make anyone rich, but if there's a corner in your neighborhood that's ugly and you have a creative or an innovative way to change that, we'll give you a $1,500 grant or up to that to go do something marvelous there. And what we found with Make Something Edmonton, it's gotten Edmonton international press, the Freezeway, that man who played the open piano in Churchill Square.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not only stuff that got us press around the world. The happy thing is it changed his life.
Arnaud, I think, was his last name. He was asked to perform somewhere.
Well, I think the Italian prime minister invited him to play for him.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a way for us to tell the Edmonton story without boasting. We can say we're the kind of town where, you put these pianos in the middle of Churchill Square, man without a home plays it, a song of his own composition. It's beautiful. Millions of people watch it. And at the end of the day, he has a roof over his head and he's invited to play for people all over the world. It changed his life. So if you can create a brand strategy that thousands and thousands of people can get involved in, get their hands dirty building things, and also change people's lives, it's not just words on a sign. It's not just the entry point.
But we're still a city of champions, aren't we?
You are a champion. Thank you for championing City of Champions.
Todd, it's always good to catch up there. I appreciate you giving some insight into to the background and the ideas of it. And I wanted to explain to people because I was pretty fired up about it. I know when I met you and we sat down afterwards because I was on the original committee for you guys for the first year, which was a real eye-opener for me. And it was one that not everybody in the room is always going to agree on things. And that was one that I really wasn't big in agreement of. But, when I see it from there, I can see the other side of it. So I respect that. I would have liked the signs to stay up, but I understand from a long-term perspective, if they're going to do something for the betterment of it, great. Just taking it down and doing nothing, then I have an issue with. But if there's going to be another step in the process, then I look forward to seeing what that is. Always great to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Jason.